Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to the next edition of Meet the People, a podcast to do exactly what it says, meet the great people within Atlas Copco that make it happen. Today, we're going to speak to one of our sales managers, and for the first time, we'll say good afternoon to Gregory. Gregory Huddleston, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So thanks so much for joining us today. And as always, as we start this for our listeners, just tell us a little bit about you and your background, as much or as little as you like, and you can go back as far as you like to.
All right. So a little bit about me personally. I live down here in Navarre Beach and love it. Grew up here and it's growing like crazy, I'm sure, like all cities, but enjoy going to the beach and fishing and things of that nature. As far as my work history, before I came to Atlas Copco, I worked for United Rentals, which is actually one of our customers, and had sold many an Atlas Copco tow behind diesel compressor, and spoke with John and Peter and really learned a lot about the role. And part of the reason that I chose to come to Atlas Copco was them. The just broad stroke of knowledge, very informative, super helpful anytime I had a question. And they gave me the opportunity to move back to Florida from where I was previously living. So that was a huge bonus for me as well.
Okay, a nice story. And you said it was May that you come on board, right? So been with us, what, 9 months, something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, you know, we have so many products. So tell us a little bit about the products that you're responsible for and the kind of things that you do in your role on a day-to-day basis.
I'm responsible for our AII division, which is the oil injected screw compressors and piston compressors, as well as the nitrogen systems. And I really enjoy the nitrogen systems. They're a lot of fun and big return on investment for our customers, which is always a good thing to provide for them.
No, absolutely. And just tell us a little bit about the territory. You said back in Florida, you mentioned the beach there. Just tell us where you cover.
So I cover almost to Mobile, all the way up to Montgomery, Alabama, over to Columbus, Georgia, and back down to Tallahassee, Florida.
Before you come to Atlas Copco, you mentioned you worked a bit with a brand. Tell us what your thoughts were about the Atlas Copco brand.
I thought they were a great product. I mean, it just depended. We did more of the renting, but I did actually sell, when I was at United, sell a Atlas Copco tow behind to my dad, and he's made a lot of good use out of it and loves it.
So just tell us a little bit more about that onboarding process.
As far as onboarding, I mean, John was there for every question. We did a lot of Teams meetings, obviously, and was there for any question I had and extremely helpful, you know, if I had a question, or he even offered to speak to the customer if I didn't feel comfortable with all the knowledge, but I don't like to do that. I tend to try to take it on if I can. And but it was just a great process, and spent a couple weeks up in Rock Hill for training. Learned a lot there about our equipment and better, more quicker, faster, better ways to size our equipment for customers and the questions to ask.
What would you say a little bit about the learning curve as a new employee? I guess there's a lot of information that comes at you quick, maybe no different to any other role, but how would you describe the first kind of 90 days or what have you?
Learning curve. So my previous employer, we had over 30,000 products. So I was able to kind of pick that up from when I was working there. Here, it's not quite as many products per se for my division, but it's a lot more technical detail in the products. So you got to kind of take a little more time and get a little more focused on each individual product versus having just this, you know, dictionary of products.
A question I always like to throw in, and of course, still quite early, but what would you say is a highlight of a factory that you visited or a production facility that stands out? You get to see so many applications in your job. Is there one that maybe stands out?
Recently, I went over to a factory over here in Atmore, and we got to go through the whole process. And John was with me. Got through their whole process, walked through their whole plant, learned a lot about what they were doing as far as expansions and the issues they were having with their compressed air system. So we found some solutions for them, and meeting with them again next week to do an air study.
Oh, very nice. And what do they produce there at that facility?
Fabrics, anything from face masks to toilet paper, just about. But they're kind of focused on the face mask market right now, obviously, for the high demand.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the applications that you learn so much about, right? I mean, I think sometimes working in sales and Atlas Copco every day is an addition of almost how it's made, right, in many respects.
Yep, it is.
Explore culture a little bit. One of the things that we like to do on the podcast. So not the job, not the role, but if you had to explain the Atlas Copco culture to a friend or colleague, how would you describe it?
I've been doing it all this week, actually. I'm trying to get a friend of mine to apply and come work for us as well, and I think she will be applying today. But I told her it's great. I mean, the support here, everybody's willing to help everybody. Matter of fact, two of my companions are Andy and Joe Bobo, and I mean, these guys have been in this market and in this industry for many, many years. And anytime I, you know, have a question about an account or somebody, or you know, hey, did we ever target this? They're always helpful. So it's a very helpful atmosphere and culture.
Very nice to hear. Next question, similar theme, but so if you were restarting over, or if this friend that you just mentioned does indeed join us, I mean, what would be your best advice for someone starting with Atlas Copco?
I'd tell them to use the tools. We've got a lot of online tools in our program, including our marketing team. And when you have some difficulty getting into a facility or getting a correct contact for a facility, our marketing team has done a really good job of being able to identify that person and get you their personal information, be it a cell phone or an email address.
Always the same questions at the end, one looking back, one looking forward. So firstly, the looking back. To date, what would you say you're most proud of?
I'm most proud of an order that's going to be going out here in a couple weeks. It was a $185,000 nitrogen compressor package going to a company in Montgomery, and we took it from almost a 0% chance to win all the way up to 100 in about a week and a half's time, and that was a lot of effort from my manager and from Brett in our nitrogen team.
Oh, great to hear. So really good teamwork. Mm-hmm. And of course, aside from getting that order, the forward-thinking question we always ask, what are you most looking forward to?
Trying to sell some more nitrogen. It's a great product. We've got a really good niche market that we can target, and there's a lot of demand for it. So I'm looking forward to selling some more nitrogen systems. Obviously, they tend to be a little higher package, which is always nice for a sales rep. So that's definitely something I'm looking forward to this year.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you'll be super successful at it. So, Gregory, for today, just about all we got time for. Super interesting podcast. Thank you for your insight. Of course, as always, we wish you all the success, and the team is here to support you with whatever you need. But for today, Gregory, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Paul.